Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
you all so much. Hi, Susan.
Ah, you got your Monday screaming on Tuesday. I knew you would.
I did, my girlfriend. I just want to say hello to everybody. We have a great show for you today. I do want to tell you we're time constrained this week with both our shows. Monday, you know we didn't do one. Today, we have about 90 minutes, if that. So we want to get started and rock and roll. But I want to say hello to everyone. I'm Bonnie Albers on air. I am a nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I'm a counselor. I'm a life coach. But my favorite thing I rock is an intuitive, psychic medium, spirit medium. I love spirit, and I hope spirit loves me. And you can reach me on Facebook. Just Facebook me, Bonnie Mosenter Albers, and like me or whatever you friend me, and you'll see all our shows. And you can get me, I'm on Twitter, and you can also send me an email, Albers 714, everyone. Susan, what's 714?
714, everyone, jog that down in your memory. Now put it out there in the ethers, because by God, if you miss it, it's bad juju.
Bad juju, because this is my birthday, and I've warned everybody for probably 6 weeks already. 714 at AOL.com. It's my birthday, and I'm so happy to be here. We have a great subject for you, but I want to introduce you to my fave, my girl, my co-host, the fabulous, awesome Susan G. Hi, girlfriend.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, sweetie. Hi, everyone, all our listeners. We're really happy to be here today, even though we're going to have a little bit of a short show because Bonnie has an important agenda today. But
yeah.
I, as everyone knows, I'm Susan Z. Rich, and I'm Bonnie's cohort on Blog Talk Radio
in Metaphysical
Fun.
Crime.
I'm the fun. She's the crime.
I love it. But, honey, I'm going to drag you right down the tubes with me, so don't think you're not doing any crimes either. All crimes we do is fun.
I've already given in to that, and I've accepted that. That's my fate. So I want to tell a little bit. First, I want to say hello to all of our listeners and apologize that I can't get in chat. I'm on one laptop on calling in and another on a PC, which I usually use as chat. It's got some kind of AOL bug, so, and it's just affecting my whole computer, so it just keeps on kicking me off. So I'd like to be in chat and say hi and stay with everyone. So I just want to say hi to everyone in chat and everyone that's listening. I'll tell you a little bit about me. I'm a third generation Akashic medium, which means that I interpret your, I'm able to open your Akashic soul records and interpret your journey. I have 18 years. Yeah, I know. Who knew, right?
Who knew?
I'm an 18 years experience as a clairaudient.
Girlfriend. You said who knew? I knew, of course.
Of course, is the one that channeled my book even before we knew each other, made me do all the heavy lifting and write it, which is, of course, on Amazon.com. Yes, bridge from the spiritual realm into the reality, into our soul windows, which is our age groups and why things happen and why our soul has chose to experience. Bonnie will tell you that she uses it in her counseling. I also recommend it to my clients, too. I'm a life coach, holistic therapist. I'm clairaudient, empathic. You can read more about me and from my website, which is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WHITEWINGS.com. Or you can email me at szrich@aol.com. And I am available for tarot card readings on career, romance, general questions, and Akashic soul readings. And my website also has a lot of holistic products and information about the book. It's a pretty interesting read.
It is so fabulous. I don't want to go into too much. I have to tell you, nobody's in chat, Susan. I see people being kicked in and kicked out. So I don't know if anybody can get in chat. I think we're having, I can see the Blog Talk is having an issue. So I hope we can finish the show or at least get some of it going. But what I have to tell everybody, because Susan just doesn't toot her own horn, first of all, I'm available for counseling, also for life coaching and for any type of reading also. And you can go to my website, which is supposed to be up, but who knows, at bealbers.com. I'm so sorry, bonniealbers.com. Anyway, I've got some interesting things to tell you. But the one thing I do want to tell you about my co-host is she's one of the best tarot readers I have ever experienced, and I have experienced her tarot reading.
Thank you, Bonnie.
You're welcome. And believe me, and I know you all know this, I love all our co-hosts, and I love everybody out there who's talented and gifted. And there are a few, you know, I do believe, Susan, that you rock and resonate with certain people. And I'll tell you, there's one person in Casadega, that I don't want to mention his name, but every time he ever did give me a reading, I used to laugh and say, well, if I do the opposite, you're right. You resonate.
I know. It's like nothing ever. True.
No. So when I looked at you, and this was a while ago because we've known each other now, and you did my tarot reading and my Akashic record reading and anything else that the 2 hours of us being together allowed you, it was the best I've ever had. And I will tell you that's a pretty big, yeah, thank you, because it was thank you, but it was so amazing, and she is amazing, everyone. So please, she doesn't toot her own horn. Go to her website. She's got holistic products. She has for people who are, you know, have toxic stuff in their body. I don't even know how. It was amazing when I saw it work, but it's a toxic. It's a foot bath. I saw things floating up. I'm thinking, what? I mean, I know we have things in, like, you know, when we poop and stuff like that, but did I ever see it in feet when you're sitting in the water? No. But, man, did that convince me that we've got a lot of toxins in our body. And so if you just go to her website, because it's cool and she's got all kinds of stuff, and she's an amazing, amazing healer, as well as Akashic record opener, as well as a tarot rocker. But I have to tell you, Susan, before we get started, I started shuffling my tarot cards, which are your tarot cards, and you know I'm really needing, I'm ADD, so it's tough for me. Two fell out, and I wanted to tell you what two fell out, because it's very interesting, because I think it's about things that we always ask. The first card, and then I thought maybe it was about Arthur. The first card that fell out is the Knight of Wands. And the Knight of Wands is somebody who's impatient, young, impatient about waiting for things to start. The next card that fell out, and I mean two just fell right out onto my lap, which you know is karma, it actually is spirit-driven. And the second one was the Three of Cups, which is three women, three diva women, holding up their chalices and celebrating. So to me, if I was looking at these cards, and they are your cards, they fell out right before the show, so I believe it's your and I cards. We had the Knight of Wands, which is impatient, you know, young, impatient, wanting to get places, and happy, because happiness, it's a great card because they are going places, and followed by the Three of Cups, which means happiness, celebration. So is that cool?
Fabulous, honey. It sounds like a great ride in my eyes.
Yes, and I think that has to do with our show. That's really because, I mean, I didn't ask it a question. It was just when we started the show, because I've always asked it a question. But anyway, today I know we have a subject. I just thought I'd bring that up because of your tarot reading. Today, Susan, I really want us to tell our peeps, and it looks like now chat's up, so you can try getting in chat. But,
oh, good.
Hi, chatters. I see you out there. I love seeing chatters because that means I know that we're rocking with Blog Talk. And I love our callers and listeners. Please stay attuned and please stay on. You know, I want to tell everybody, and it's interesting because it doesn't always happen, but it's happened. I've heard people who it's happened to. Like somebody will ask a question for one of us, meaning, you know, a medium, psychic, intuitive. And the intuitive medium psychic will say, I just don't see it. They're not showing it to me. And I love that because I know that's a karmic lesson for that person to learn, and that we are not allowed or available to tell them what the future holds, because it's a lesson that their soul has to learn, and if they knew ahead of time,
or it's still unfolding, and there like there is no set outcome for it, at the moment.
I love that. And, you know, it's happened. I even heard mediums who say they see the you know, we had a medium on the show who said they saw somebody standing there with their mouth closed, and one of them was me. And they would not, I could feel what was going on. No, well, you know me. I always improvise.
You stand there with your mouth closed?
Not me. It was the spirit, Susan. It wasn't me, because I will never stand there with my mouth closed. But anyway, the other medium that was on said that he could not get anything, that they had closed down and they were shut down and they weren't going to tell him. So I wanted to tell everybody about that. It's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's a thing. It's a thing that's going on in your life that we are not allowed to tell you. And how do you feel about that, Susan? Because it hasn't happened often. And with me, it doesn't really happen. But I hear other people say, especially that are, you know, medium psychics and empaths and intuitives, they'll say, they will not show me. And so I thought you'd explain what your opinion is for that.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you know, every person's journey and every reading is of course their own fingerprint. And sometimes, if you are a reader of any consequence and have been doing it at any length of time, sooner or later you're going to run into that stream of energy and flows coming to you, and you're picking up this and that, and all of a sudden they'll ask you a question or an outcome of something, and you get literally a blank wall or dead silence. And what usually novice readers do, and it's just a learning process, is when they first experience that, they'll grasp in trying to interpret of the fact, well, it's like, well, maybe it could be this, or maybe it could be that. And really, that's kind of the worst thing that you can do, because the person that you're reading for picks it up right away. Yeah. So it's just better to say, I ain't getting anything.
you know,
so this is like, I'm sorry, but I can't answer that for you, because it's just not there. The information is just not there.
And
we're not all seeing, and we're not all knowing. We only get what we get.
Yeah.
And sometimes there are when I did inner child counseling, and I would explain to my clients, I would use my intuitive gifts for the inner child, which is our emotions that we hide, to expose what it is that's really bothering that person, that little girl or little boy. And there would come a point I would try to explain to them. I said, she's only going to lay the cards down that she wants me to see. And she's going to hold back, like when you play, you know, blackjack or poker. And then, you know, like what they go, hold them and fold them, show them, or fold them, or something like that. And it's like, and I said, and those cards that she's holding back, is that there's nothing I can do to get her to show me what it is that she's afraid to show yet. And when she's ready, she'll lay that card down so that you can emotionally see what it is that she's afraid of or she's angry about. And it's the same way with psychic abilities or information coming from guides on the other side. Sometimes and you know this, from the spirit realm, they give you information and you go, what the heck does that mean? Yeah. And
you know,
you just have to call it like it is, and either they get it or they don't.
Right. Well, you know what, I've got to tell you something. I was so excited because, you know, I've had some issues in my family right now. My son came home, everyone, if they all want to know, my son Arthur, who I love, came home from New York Chef School, and we're looking for a different program for him, and it's been heart-wrenching for both him and I and my whole family, and so that's why I'm kind of scrambling this week. But anyway, to let you all know, and they weren't real, you know, gracious with his ADD, but what I do want you to know, that this morning my girlfriend called to say that she was concerned about me, and I hadn't answered the phone, and right away her brother's face came up, and oh my God, he looks like a famous actor. And I said to her, you know, when we were in school, you never introduced me to your brother. And she said, yes, but I was trying to hold back so that he didn't, you know, end up with you. So and she was kidding. But anyway, he looks like a famous actor. So his face came right to me. And I said to her, hey, Diana, you know, how is your brother? And what's funny, she goes, well, you know, no. And I said, well, why is his face coming right in front of me? Because I don't know. You know, when people ask me, well, who do you see? What do you see? They just come with symbols or tell me something. It's your symbol, not mine. So she said, well, he is moving to Connecticut. Well, that's a big deal because he's always lived in New Jersey, around New Jersey with her. So I thought that was really cool. Anyway, not that I have to, you know, say that, but just, you know, what I wanted to tell, why I said that is not all the time do I get can I interpret your message?
Thank God I can follow you, because in case anybody ever wants, when I am in chat, ever wants me to interpret what Bonnie just said, I would be more than happy to do that for you. But like I said, today would not be the day. But any other time, it's like Bonnie just kind of runs her conversations around in a circle. And it's like you just have to, it's like riding a merry-go-round. You just have to jump on when you can.
And hang on, baby, because sometimes it backs up. But anyway, Susan, we have a whole board, unless you wanted to. This week, I do want to tell you, because today is our last day, really, that we're going to ask all our coworkers to think about karmic events that stop you from actually telling the clients what is happening and why you think that happens and what do you do when that happens. So I think both of us have answered that. What I do is I just, you know, flat out tell you because – or I'll find something else. I'll ask for a different event. So it's pretty cool, and I'm going to get with the first.
Oh, you're the alternative queen. What are you talking about? It's like if she doesn't get an answer, she'll go, well, you know, there could be other options, and then she gives you 10 other options.
I love how you said that in the beginning.
I don't get anything. Let's move on.
That's why we make such a good, you know, that's why we make such a good team, Susan. You are absolutely the more therapy, and I am too, and I'm in therapy, and I'm the alternative. Oh, we could talk about this, we could do it, but then Susan's like, that's not the question they asked your girlfriend. So I love that because it keeps me on track. So I am going to take first.
Keep me entertained, I'll tell you that.
I'm so happy because I'll tell you what, I love this show and I love you, and whatever way it works, I'm so happy.
Yeah, we have fun. Yeah, and we hope our listeners have fun and the people in chat have fun with us because that's our whole point and purpose is trying to get you answers that you're looking for in lightness and humor and you know, keeping a sense of humor about yourself and the situation. You know, there's not one person that I know of that is not dealing with some sort of heavy challenges in their life. Maybe not heavy to you, but heavy to them. And it's like, so if we keep in the light energy of fun and enjoy with giving serious, intense answers, it gives you hope and see a light at the end of the tunnel.
And that's what we're here to do. But I have to tell you, on light and like what's light to you and not to me.
We don't do too much love. That's not us.
Yeah. Well, listen. What's light to you and not light to me is I had to return my Dolce & Gabbana sunglasses. So that was very heavy, you know, I cried when I did. But you know what my challenge was? I got to tell you, and then I'm going to take the first car at 786. You know what the karmic challenge was for me, that, Susan? I mean, then you can put this in chat because nobody will understand, is this. When I went back to take them back, I thought, oh, you know, well, that's okay. And then I saw another pair I liked better, which was the Versace glasses I didn't get first. But guess what? I tried them on. The lady was so high pressure, and I love that because I really wanted them. So I took a deep breath, and I said, you know what? I'm going to do some rest of my stuff I need to do, and if I really want the glasses, I'll be back. Well, of course I really wanted the glasses, but I waited till she was off shift and then walked out of the store. That was my karmic lesson. I'm not happy about it. But anyway, I'm putting.
I know, I know. It's like that. It's like all of us are being tested in that thing of like, do we really need this, or we need to walk away? You know, walking away from relationships,
really
walking away from, you know, like, oh no, I want this. This is going to happen, and you have to. What's that saying? You have to just step back and punt.
Yeah, I love that because, you know, I'm a sport girl. I want everybody to know my favorite sport is on, well, it's been on. It's baseball. And I'm a baseball nut. And if anybody wants to know my team before we get, it is the Phillies, Philadelphia Phillies. Even though they have made so many errors, so many mistakes, they tipped the wrong people to get on the team. But I just can't help it because my son used to play first base. I always wanted Chase Utley for my daughter who already is married, I guess got married or whatever. And Chase, you should have waited. Okay, I'm taking 786. You are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Susan. I'm fine.
And who are we speaking to today? And so happily speaking to?
Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. I love your name. Do they call you Sam or do they call you Samantha?
I was just going to ask you, can I call you Sam or do you go by Samantha?
Fine.
No,
that's
wait a minute.
Okay.
You know what, Samantha? That's not the answer. It's this. I would call you Samantha because I love Samantha and she'd call you Sam. So when I said, do they call you Sam, which do your friends call you, Samantha or Sam?
I'm going to call you Sam anyway.
What? She's going to call you Sam anyway, but what I'm asking is
I'm going to call you Sam anyway.
It's like potato and potato. Okay, so which do people call you, Samantha or Sam?
Well, they call me both really.
Oh,
yeah.
She's a Libra. She's a Libra.
I'll call Sammy.
You know what?
Okay,
she's got to be.
What can she help you with?
No, wait a minute. She has to rock Libra somewhere in her chart because she didn't want to make you upset and she didn't want to make me upset. Do you? Are you a Libra? Have Libra rising or a Libra moon?
No, I really. Either one is fine. I'm used to Samantha or Sam, even to the point where if they're calling a guy and they say Sam, I just automatically turn around like, huh?
Well, you know what? I think you rock a little Libra girlfriend. So go ahead. What would you like to know from either Susan or Suzanne or Suzanne or me?
Wow. Just not Susie.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not a
we're
Susie. Yeah.
Wake up, what can we do for you today? Wake up. Okay, go ahead.
Well,
be quiet.
I wanted to know if you ladies see anything coming up in career and finances for me. I'm currently working a part-time job at a school as like an aftercare coordinator, and during the summer the school is closed, so I'm currently looking for something in the summer. But I would hope to find something full-time where I can make more money because I love working with the kids and I love being there with them, but the pay is really low, and I'm trying to save up for a vehicle, and I don't know how that's going to happen with the little amount I'm getting paid now.
Well, you know what I heard? I mean, and then I'll let little Susie tell you. The first thing I heard coming right out of the gate was she's really good at it. And that's the shame part. You are really good at what you do. And you really love it. Very few people do, I've got to tell you. I mean, if you put me in a room of kids, I mean, they like me because I treat them like adults, but I would be like, I can't wait to get out of there. Not that I don't like kids because they do like me and I do see them, but you have a real knack for what you do. And what I think is going to happen, and Susan can lay out the cards, or little Susie can do whatever she wants in just a few seconds, I believe that you're going to stay in the same field that you're in. When you start looking for the summer, I think you might find, I don't know if you've looked at they're coming at me and I don't like the word affluent, but affluent day centers. Do you have any other experience? Do you have any other experience? Because I feel like you have other experience. Do you have any experience? Are you a CNA or do you have any other experience besides what you're doing?
I have experience in a lot of things, retail, customer service, office work. I mean, I've applied to basically all of those fields. Like, I haven't applied to one thing.
Yeah, I don't
see you. What are you going to school for?
Excuse me?
What are you going to school for? What are you going to school for, son?
Paralegal law, and I want to go to law school after that.
Yeah. Okay. And you're doing, and you're working like in a daycare right now? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's a school, like a public school, and I do like after school care. And
yes.
I'm trying to go back to school in January, and I'm also trying to get a car before that just so it could be a little easier for me to work and go to school. But
mm-hmm.
the school that I work at, I mean, I really do like working with the kids. It's just the money. I don't know how that's going to happen with school and trying to get a car in this amount of time, and the pay is really lousy. Like, I'm not
okay,
used to that.
It's interesting because Bonnie was talking about kids and stuff like that, you know, I think. Have you ever thought about, because this is just coming up, it's bizarre, okay, but I'm going to throw it out there. Have you ever thought about maybe applying as a nanny? Okay, do you like kids enough?
I've applied, and, I mean, a lot of the ones that I've applied to, they have really, really strict regulations and rules. I don't have a problem. Like, I don't have, like, a bad background or whatever. It's just, like, they want, like,
okay,
certain certificates and licenses before you even do that. And I don't have all of that yet. So that, yeah.
That's why I kind of said, do you have, what else are you doing? Because you know what I see they're showing me, Susan, and that's what I'm, they're showing me. There's these places that they have, especially in the summer, because parents still work, that they, there's one that's coming to mind, and I don't know why I keep saying CNA, and I really believe you should look into getting, I think it's a 6-week degree, and you work with, they put kids there that they call them, they, kids that need medical care, meaning they are asthmatic, they're a diabetic, and they put these kids in daycare, you know, and they have CNAs, nurses, and teachers that are there. I don't know if you ever thought about doing something like that because they keep showing me how compassionate you are. And so I think if you're going to look for a job and you want more money, it's not going to be much more. Unless you get that CNA and you can work at one of these, you can look them up online because I know they have it because I'm a nurse. And they need people who have some type of medical that if something happens with the child out at play and doing the arts and crafts, that they're able to, you know, help with that kind of stuff in it. And they'll take CNAs in those places. But I believe that the place you're going to find a job at for the summer, because I hear you're going back. I hear you're going back because by the time January rolls around, you will be able to find enough scholarships or grant money to go to school. So they really don't want you to get too involved, I feel, in doing something else. They're going to make you, they're going to keep you, you know, where you are as far as hoping you're going to do the same thing until you can get to school. And so if I were you and it was me, I would be looking for some type of position in a teaching daycare for the summer. And I know that they have them.
Yeah, and here's what, while we're talking, I know that we're all focusing on this teaching, daycare, nanny kind of thing, but Spirit's cat coming at me from the side on this versus directly on. And usually what that means is that it doesn't always appear to be a direct answer. So what I'm trying to say and why she's getting it so Bonnie's getting it so clearly about the whole daycare, nanny, I mean, you know, all of it, is that apply at all of these places. But also what I'm hearing is that what might open up is an administrative job that within that place. It's not necessarily meaning that you're going to be a teacher there or a caregiver or a daycare assistant, but there may be an office position that they're looking for or to fill, or someone who processes the paperwork or the insurance or that, something like that. But
it definitely
has something to do around either daycares or that kind of business.
Yeah. What you do, I saw that right away, too, made it administrative. But it's where you are. You might get a step up or whatever. I wouldn't try. They're, like, saying to me that, you know, you're trying too hard to walk away from something that that you're good at to get somewhere else. And I would believe that's your school. And what they were shutting me on.
Yeah. It comes up in the cards, too.
Yeah, and they're also saying to me and that you should be focusing on the grants. The grant, you know, there's a place on, it's called grantwriters.com. They want you to look for some grants and from some ways to get to school. But that's why you're being asked to stay where you are. And you can move up in there. So
what you want to look for is women's grants. Okay. Yeah. Are you single?
Yes.
Okay. You have any children?
No.
Okay.
What they said is when you said have any children and she said no, they said are you sure? And maybe it's because of all the children you take care of, but I don't know why they said that.
Well, I have a younger brother. He's not like a child. Oh. He's 19, but he has autism, and I help take care of him.
That's why.
Well, here's what.
God bless you, honey, and whatever you do.
Yeah. What I'm hearing is that you wanna do some research on women's grants. Okay, and explain your situation about that, you know, that you help take care of your brother, because what I'm hearing is that it's available out there for you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy because,
not just school grants, but women's grants. Yeah, what they do is they pay for your school, they pay for child care, they pay for, startup business costs. I mean, and that's what you want to do the research on.
Oh, I definitely will because I've been really, like, contemplating how am I going to meet my goal of going back to school in January with the little money I'm making, and I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do this.
You're going to do
stuff. Yeah, and stay in the energy of being okay with the fact that you can't figure out how that's going to happen, but you know the higher up will. There's a lot of things, and just every day, every night, say, you know, bring to me the people that will help me and assist me to make this happen for me and open all the doors to make that happen. It's not about, that's one thing when your manifest card came up in terms of avoiding issues, all right? And when I see that card, what it always explains is that when we are trying to accomplish something, we think that we have to figure out a way that somehow, you know, I don't know how to do this. Well, okay, you don't know how to do this, but we don't walk here alone, and we have tons of help. And that's when you stomp your foot and you go, hey, I need a little help here. And you start asking, bring the people in, open the doors, help me make this happen. And that's when things begin to move versus of how do I do this.
Hey, Susan, guess what? Samantha,
what?
I just pulled out a card. See, I'm not going to be left out here. I just pulled a card, and guess what card? Yeah, I think the spirit just said pull a card.
Oh, auto-writing?
Yeah, I can. I'm in the garage. I can't write. I have no pencil or pen. But I have to tell you, this card is so cool, Susan. You're going to, like, die and live when I tell you what this card is for her. It is the Princess of Pentacles. Let me tell you what that means.
Ooh,
okay, it's a little princess with a big coin in her hand and sitting in a garden. And what it means is, which is so cool, is this suggests the need to put an idea or plan into action. This could mean a new study or apprenticeship or ideas for financial improvements.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I don't really usually read the meaning, but the card, as soon as I pulled it, I heard Spirit go, pull the card and read it. So I pulled the card and read it, and this is meant for you. I mean, you know, it's not meant for anybody else. I'd love it for myself, but the thing is, it's for you. And it's totally what Susan just told you, so I love that. Susan, that's perfect. Powerful, powerful. Yeah, so I hope, you know, I see it so clearly. You're going to make, you know, it isn't as easy, your road. It's not an easy one. It's a real impressive one to take care of kids and your brother. And you will be rewarded in the end with education that you want and an availability to help wherever you be needed. And I hope you know that. So,
I mean,
yeah,
I've been hoping.
You're going to get it, babe. All the cards are telling you, but you've got to do the work. I mean, and not the work physically. You've got to look for money, grants, women's grants, any way you can. Go to agencies to help you. There are agencies that will look for all these grants for you. I just don't know how to tell you to find them, but I'm hearing agency too.
Yeah, it takes a little research, and that's why I'm saying tell everyone, talk to everyone about what it is that you're looking for and what help you're looking for. Strangers on the street, it's so funny. The Bonnie is always the music person, and I'm usually the movie. My guys like movies. But while you're talking, it's like the old song, Let Me Get High with a Little Help.
My friend.
And it's like,
I love that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And of course, I know what they're trying to say is that is to let you understand that you don't have to do this by yourself, that there's tons of agencies and people and things out there to help you get what you want to get.
Yeah. So I know we've got to move on, but I wish you'd call us back and let us know, because I know in 6 months from now, because as I was saying, 6 months, I see your face and you have a really big smile on it. You're holding papers up. So you actually are showing us that you've got a whole lot of things going on money-wise, financially, and able to apply to school. And I'm looking and so it must be that in January you are going to start, because that's about 6 months. So
yeah.
I hope
school loans, school grants. I mean, it's going to happen.
Will help you. The school will help you. I really believe there's something in your background, and I don't know. I'm just saying this because I wouldn't know. That's going to help you if you go to the school you want to, and you explain what you do and about your brother and how you take care of these kids. There's some specific thing that they're going to pull out that's going to be like the trump card, like, oh, we could get you this, or you could apply for this. I just see that, and I see you sitting in an office getting that. So also, you want to go to the school that you want to go to, you know, be manifest. If you're going to go to law school or you have to go to college to get to law school or wherever you're going, go to that school. Go to the finance department and sit and start telling people and ask them to help you. Okay?
Oh, I definitely will, and I appreciate this so much. Like, I truly thank you, Susan and Bonnie, for this, because I have been really, like, racking my brain. Like, how is this going to happen? God, I don't know. And you really helped me and given me a lot of ideas that I really didn't even think of before to help me get this. And I appreciate it so, so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
And that's why we do this.
Spirit's awesome.
Yes.
Yes. Spirit's awesome.
I've got a spirit here with me, and it's a male spirit. Do you have a male spirit? I don't know. He looks young, but it's so funny because I say I'm 15, they all come young. And when I mean young,
I mean 16.
I'm almost 16. It looks like he's either a grandfather or a father. You still have your father and grandfather around?
I have my father, but my grandfather recently passed.
Yeah, it's him. And when Susan brought the high from my friend, I don't know if he used to get high, but I'm not going to say anything. But he loved that song.
Joe Cocker, yay.
Yeah, and he has your back. And he's showing me, it's really weird. He's showing me he's walking. There's a stream. Now, this could be a symbol, but there's a stream. He's walking in, like, jeans, and he's got, like, a straw hat, and he's got a straw reed coming out of his mouth. And I don't know, kind of looks like it's a scene from somewhere. But anyway, and he's got a big smile on his face, and he just wants you to know he's got your back. I don't know if he fished or he was near a stream or he wore a straw hat. I can't tell you, but he's giving me this scene. for you.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. You've really given me a lot of confidence, I mean, after speaking with you guys, because I really was so unsure about everything. Like, I know I want to do this, but how is it going to come about? And I really thank you so much for this.
Oh, you're welcome. And,
oh, you're so welcome.
Remember, your grandfather's got your back. I don't know in life if he had, but in not life he does. So have a great day, and let us know how everything, you know, we're here for you. That's why we do the show. And please let us know how you make out, okay?
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Be a success.
Yeah, success. I love these kind of calls, Susan, because, you know, that's really what we, you know, I hate to get our horn tooted there, and it's not just us, it's everybody who works like us or anybody who works helping people. That's why we're here. It's why we do the show. It's why we, you know, we love, you know, answering and being part of your life. We do it because we know and we hope that we help in some way. So I'm going to take 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. 1-1.
Oh, I missed
one.
1-1.
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Suzanne.
Hello. Is this deep?
Yes, this is deep. Yeah, I had called a couple of weeks back. So Leslie had done a reading for me, but I couldn't hear clearly as I was echoing.
Okay. So what?
So I called back to ask me.
Okay. Because Leslie is going to be, well, Susan and I will help you, but Leslie is going to be back. She's on Thursdays. So
no, that's fine. Can I get a reading from you and Suzanne in that case, please?
Sure. I know a question you're going to ask. Let's throw the cards and see, because we know, you know the answer from us. But is the question, go ahead and ask it, Deep, so we can do some work with it.
Sure. Do you want me to ask the question or do you want to do the card first? Did you?
Yes.
No, we want you to ask the question.
Okay, sure. So I've been seeing a girl recently called Dimitra, and I want to know how you see things going between us, if I wanted to pursue this as a relationship.
Well, you know, you still are attached, aren't you? Are you still attached?
No, I'm not.
Did you recently separate?
Yes, I separated more than a year back, and it's just the legalities which need to be winded up. So it's in progress, but it will be winded up. But otherwise,
right.
I'm single since the first year.
Okay, because I see that, when I see attached, it means you still are married. So that's why it doesn't tell me if you're separated or anything, although I know I felt that you were, you were estranged. So, is this the girl from, can I ask a question? Because what is her name again? Because I'm not getting the name.
Dimitra, she's a Greek girl.
Yeah,
yes.
She's a very pretty girl, I see. Go ahead, Susan, and can you throw the cards, or do you want to give an answer? Because I think I talked to Deep the last time.
Well, the card that I'm pulling is pretty much I see her next to your wish card. And also what it is that you don't have all the information where the relationship of what it is that you're trying to acquire with her. And it shows the relationship card and upside down with a lot of people involved in this. There's a lot of outside influence going on in here. And, you know, it just kind of looks like, I mean, you're going to have to eventually come to a decision about how you're going to handle her choices. It shows a victory card for you, but it also shows about your emotions being taken advantage of. So if you're looking to see is like, are you and her ever going to get together or whatever, what I'm seeing here is that there's just too many factors going on here that you would have to move through in order to get what you want, and it's an uphill climb. But what it does show here with the cards is that there's definitely a strong karmic attachment, which makes it even more difficult. But
yeah.
Also, is that you won't let go of the manifesting part of it.
Yeah.
And it's like you're just, instead of allowing and saying, you know, this is going to go where it's going to go, and in the meantime, what I need to do is take care of my own emotions, and if we're meant to be, we're meant to be. You're doing willful manifesting. All right, and in this energy now, that doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
It worked 10, 15, 20 years ago.
You can make it happen,
and then the price you paid was unbelievable.
Big. Yeah. You know what it reminds me of? I hate to say this, that magic, you know, when you want something for yourself and changing others' energy, then it really hits you back tenfold and not really with the intention you want it to hit you with. And that, you know, remember that, Susan? So I really believe Susan's right, and I'll let her continue because I had to interrupt because I was quiet for a little while. Manifesting in a different way with a different energy and maybe taking your emotions and saying, hey, you know, if this is a karmic, and it is a karmic relationship that maybe on this earth is not going to work here on this lifetime, I need to find someone who is going to work with me, who is going to love me for myself and love me as much as I want this girl. And maybe if I let that go, you know, and just have an energy of I am worth and I am deserved love on every level, you might see a change in yourself as well as anybody around. Don't you think, Susan?
Yeah, because this just bothers you
so
much. Yeah, it's like a borderline willful
obsession.
Manifesting obsession.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't even want to say it, but I just
wanted to. And how can you be at peace with yourself if it's like I want that, I want that, I want that, I want that, versus of coming in and saying, you know, if we're meant to be, this is going to happen. But in the meantime, let me be happy within myself. Let me find some peace of with the outcome, because you know, willful manifesting sometimes brings about a situation of be careful what you ask for.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, Adeep, and this, I'm going to go into this really quickly because I know it's a lesson learned from my sister. And Susan's going to say, I have to hear it again. My sister made a choice. She had an obsession with this guy. And she left her husband. And 7 years later, finally, she saw what I told her 7 years before. He is still with his wife. I know this girl isn't married, but he's still with his wife. He twisted her words. He made her fear less than. And you know what? Nothing happened to him. He kept going on with his life. But my sister's whole life was changed upside down, inside out. She is now having to work. She was destitute when she had a lot of money. It did not work out because all she wanted was this guy, and all he wanted was her. But he wanted her in a different way than she wanted him. He wanted her as a mistress. She wanted him as a husband, although he lied and said he wanted her. So see, what I'm going to say to you is this. Please go into the feeling of, you know what? If she, I'm going to try my best because karmically we were together before, but you know what? I'm not going to force myself or her to be in that energy, but what I am going to do is ask the universe to give me someone or introduce me to someone or let me cross somebody's path that feels the same way about me as I feel about Demetra, and that we can actually have a life together with uncomplicated consequences. That's what I asked for you, Dee.
Right. Are you both seeing that she is not the right person for me and I should give up and see what happens? Or do you see her being the right person and do you want me to wait and see how it goes karmically?
I would never wait for somebody to see how it goes, because what you're doing is putting yourself in a holding pattern that the universe doesn't want. But
wait and see how it goes. But in the meantime, don't be attached to the outcome. In the meantime, start living your life as though she's never going to be available.
And then see
what happens.
Yeah, and see what the energy change for you is. One or two things are going to happen. She's going to feel that, just like, remember, when I met somebody who was karmically linked from a past life a while ago, what they're going to say is, wow, I don't feel that hold anymore. I don't think anymore.
I watched Bonnie go through that, so trust me, it wasn't pretty.
Yeah, it was a friend, so it's not like a big thing. But so the thing was that, what I wanted to be friends because I knew them and they didn't act like they knew me. So what happened is, as soon as I stopped acting like that, oh my gosh, you should have saw what happened. They wanted to be friends. They wanted to know me. And I'm like, nah, this lifetime's not supposed to be, or we're not supposed to be friends. We can be acquaintances because we don't have much in common. But the thing is that when you change the energy of holding on to some energetically like that, you'll see amazing things happen, but you can't walk. You have to walk the walk deep. You can't talk the talk, and you have not walked the walk. And I don't know if you'll find it in yourself to do it, but you need to walk your walk. You need to let go energetically, let go spiritually, and say, you know what? If she does not want me, and that's okay, because she doesn't have to, I'm going to find someone that will, and that releases the energy of hold. And you'll see a big difference. You might not see a difference in her. She might never come to you. But what you'll see is a difference in yourself and how much and other people will come to you. So that's my advice. I'm not going to give you the answer, because with you energetically holding this, my answer is going to be no. But when you energetically let go, anything's the outcome. So you have to, but you have to do it. You can't just say it. You have to walk that walk deep.
I will energetically let go, but I feel that she's attracted to me and she wants to see me. I'm not sure how, in what way she wants me, but she does have an interest for me, and just wanted to confirm if you guys see her not being the right person for me.
We're not going to say that, because anything can happen. She's karmically linked to you. But what I will say, that if she wants you that bad, let her come to you. because I think that's hard enough. Okay.
Is karmic linkage a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, I love karma. So karma, you work off things, whether it's good or bad. So, you know, to me, I love karma. Karma hits you in the face, and you could say, wow, I learned from this. Or, oh, my goodness. Karmically, we came back together to find each other. Or karmically, we had to work things out, but it didn't mean we needed to be together this lifetime. So it's not a good or bad thing. It's just somebody karmically that you have things to make up with or things to do. So it's that simple.
Right. So is Suzanne able to see how we were karmically linked together from the Akshat records?
Susie?
Unrequited love. You're going through the same thing in this lifetime as you've done in many other lifetimes in different forms. But I keep on hearing is that what your test in this lifetime is to do it in integrity.
Yeah.
Okay. And not willful manifesting.
Yeah.
Was it unrequited from her side or from me?
Both.
Right.
You know what?
Yeah, sorry.
The thing is that what I want to say is this, because I'm always going to say things that I want to say, because guess what? It's my show, and I love that, because sometimes I couldn't when I was on other people's shows. But the thing is that with unrequited love, I really believe coming here, your lesson, which is what Susan was saying, is to stand in dignity and say, you know what? I'm not coming back to do, oh my goodness, I'm getting somebody here. I'm not coming back to do this again of either way. You know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to stand here and tell you this time, there will be someone who wants me, and I will walk away in dignity if you don't this lifetime, and it's okay. And when you do that, you break that spell of karma. It's not a spell. Well, it could be a spell, but it's, you know, karma. And you say, hey, when you come back here, you're going to say, I absolutely mastered this. I mastered not wanting someone so bad that I would my whole life give up to just be with her. And that's what I feel you need to do in this lifetime. It doesn't mean you won't have her. It doesn't mean that you couldn't. But it means that you take your power back deep and you say, nope, I am going to really have a lot of love here. But it might not be for you in this lifetime. And it might be. I don't know. But I will tell you that I'm releasing you. And it's okay, because I'm going to find the love that I needed to find on this earth plane, because I don't want this karma to keep coming back and forth with us. I want to stand in my own power. I want to say I love you, but I am not going to chase you. I want to be able to move on so we don't keep coming back lifetime after lifetime and doing this. And the only way you can do
with
that.
With empty promises. Empty promises. It's important that both of you approach this with integrity and without empty promises, because that's the karma that you're trying to burn off in this life.
Yes. So
But to what extent, sorry, I was just asking, to what extent, like, women expect men to do the chase, to take the lead? Like, if she asked me out once, I would need to ask her out twice. So what it defines the boundary of manifesting it, and what is within it. So that's not that. I know what you're saying, that I'm attracting it willfully, but if I'm closed and I just wait for her to push me and to chase, that's not going to happen, right? It's not, traditionally, it's always the guy who goes forward.
Well, I'm glad that's your tradition, because it isn't. I mean, if I had to have waited for my husband 34 years ago, I wouldn't have been married to him for 34 years. Because and my daughter is the same thing. It is a new generation, a new age. I don't know what your customs are, but I can tell you this. If you've asked her once and she said no or she can't, then I would. Then to me, you back off, okay? And she comes to you when she's ready. If you haven't asked her out, then maybe it's time that you ask her and get an answer. Because I think the answer, you know, it will be what we said. But the thing is, if you've asked her and asked her and asked her and asked her, you don't need to keep asking her, no matter what culture you're in. Because when she's ready, she'll give you the signals if she wants you. And I really believe, deep, that you need to take the energy away from her. So I don't even want to answer that question. But Susan, go ahead.
Yeah, because the thing is that you're having a relationship with yourself.
With yourself, And do you want to
like,
with yourself?
Yeah, and it's not, and it's never a fulfilling relationship, because basically you're sending out all of this wants and desires and needs, and you're not getting them fulfilled on your end. And it's the old saying of pearls before sow. And what that means is that if you're putting all that energy out and there's nothing coming back, if you're not really sure where you stand and all of that, then it's really important to step back and say, well, you know, if not her, then bring someone else that is.
Yes, because just because you see a karmic relationship from the past doesn't mean it's supposed to be meant for here. So I do want to move on. I've got to move on, Deep, but we spent time with you today because I hope that you understand that, you know, you have to, I mean, keep hearing this, walk the walk, not the talk. Because what happens is you go back to this. It's like being on a like a string, you know, a rubber band. You're going around. It's like you're going like in a circular motion. Somebody tells you something and you go back around. You're not a loop. It's a loop effect. And you really got to get off the loop, Deep. You really have to make a change for the better for yourself. And we don't want to see the loop keep going for you because we like you. We know who you are as far as that you call, and we want to help you. But I'm telling you, as counselors, and I have been a relationship counselor, even with the psychic abilities that we have, and we have many, we see what is going on with you. We don't want you to be hurt anymore, and I don't want to see you hurt. So try walking, even if it's hard. Take that first step and cut the cord, okay?
Yes, okay. But two out of three times she has asked me out, and this was just once I asked her out. So we went out thrice, three consecutive weeks, and two out of those three times she asked me out. And even today she asked me for a coffee. So, but if you are getting
well,
that I'm chasing her, then I'll step back.
No. If you want to go out for coffee and she asks you out, absolutely. But, you know, it's not moving forward. So you had coffee and you have this. Have you talked about a relationship with her? Have you asked about if you're really into a monogamous relationship with her? I mean, because if she's been going out with you and you've been going out with her and that's not what I'm feeling, then maybe it's time for you to have a talk and see, because this has been going on for a while.
I thought it was too early to ask her if she wants to be in a relationship, or that's why I called, basically. So do you think it's the right time to ask?
I think that you need to have a relationship talk. I don't think that you need to ask her to be your girlfriend, because you're not single. But I do think that if you're still into this loop, that you need to talk to her and see where her intentions lie and where she wants to move forward.
Yeah.
Ask her what it is that she wants from you. Yeah.
Right. Now I get my answer. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Gee, did we not? I don't know. Did we not give him the answer, or did we do something? I don't know. I was trying.
You know what happened? Spirit gave answered it for him, and he deduced himself.
Yeah, because I really didn't pick up some of that. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to ask 937, because we're getting close. 937. It is Bonnie and Susan, and we're on a roll. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
I am
Hey, Sandy. How can
Susan and I help you today?
I was wanting to know if you see anything going on about the lawsuit that I have going on. Do you see anything coming out of it?
Go ahead, Susan. You want to take this one? Because I'm going to ask a question.
What was the question? A love relationship? Is that what you said?
No, a lawsuit. A lawsuit.
A lawsuit. Oh, okay.
Can you tell me
what the lawsuit?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what the lawsuit is?
Wrongful death.
Hello.
It was wrongful death.
Wrongful death. Okay.
Yes.
And who was the person that lost their life?
My mother.
Okay. Yeah, I'm hearing delays. So has there been delays?
Was this like a hospital or a nursing home situation?
A hospital. Yes, a hospital.
Okay,
yeah,
hospital. How long ago?
2.5 years ago.
2.5 years ago. Okay, do you have a court case?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been in arbitration yet?
We've done the deliberation where we walked in and told, I gave my side of everything. It lasted about 3.5 to 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, here's what I'm hearing. It feels like the first shot out, it's not going to go your way.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
But it's not the end. All
right.
Right. Okay.
It'll be like, well, we don't see any negligence here, blah blah blah, and basically take your attitude of it's like, well, that's not good enough for me, and whatever it is that you have to do to appeal or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and take it to the next level, do that. And
okay.
Because basically it's like there are certain guidelines, okay, that it feels like with the board or the panel that they feel that as long as these guidelines were met, there's no lawsuit. Okay?
Wow.
But what we're looking at is that what they didn't meet, and that's how they avoid it, is that as long as these guidelines were met, what's the problem? But what you're trying to prove is that they didn't meet these other guidelines, and that's where you want to go. Your attorney feels actually very capable. I mean, there's no question about it. It's just
delay. I hear delay. So I believe that's
people that are making the arbitrary decision. It's like, we can push this one out. They won't fight, you know. But step back and punt, because you've got something here. It's just about saying, okay, well, you did everything that you were supposed to do. But what about what you didn't do?
Right.
And
they dropped her, or they let her, a woman that had no left arm and no left leg, it was paralyzed from a stroke, they left her sitting on the porta potty and walked out of the room. And when she came,
mm-hmm.
when they came back in the room, she had fallen and the whole side, her whole face was crushed. She had no eye sockets, no nothing.
Yeah, I see it. Mm. I see it. It's not a pretty sight here.
Yeah.
But I do think what's going to happen, I mean, I do see delay. And if you can hang in there, which is what Susan's telling you, that they'll take another look at it. But
delay. And ultimately, I don't think that it's going to be a major settlement, okay?
No.
But
okay.
There is going to be a settlement, enough that you're going to be satisfied, just in order for you to make you go away. One of the things that I'm also hearing about is that you're doing this lawsuit and you're doing this legal thing, and it's like what you need to do here is how you want to squeeze them. Okay, and one of the things that you want to squeeze them is what I'm hearing is media, all right, about make the intentions very, very clear that if this is not settled, you will make everyone aware of how this particular organization, nursing home, hospital, or thing, treats their patients. That's the last thing in the world they want to see on social media.
Yeah. Ah, fantastic. Sounds good. Yeah. Do you see a love interest coming in for me?
Sandy, how old are you? How?
57.
I heard 59. Yeah. How about you, Bonnie?
Yeah, what's so funny is I heard 58. Didn't you say the 58th year is the 59th year? Or maybe you and I are a year off, but I heard 58. So maybe
I always get in spirit time. Because in spirit time, it's like when they give me a time, you're already alive a year. And so they consider, they say 59, that's your 59th living year, which means that you're 58.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool because I live in this world. Well, I don't like to, but I do only know this time, so I'm always through the 58th. So you kind of got the same answer. In fact, you got the exact same answer. But what's so funny they were throwing, when you were talking, it was far in the distance, and they were throwing like one rose at a time, which usually they throw billions of roses at you. So I don't know why. Go ahead. Yeah, so they were throwing one rose at a time, which means that it's going to be a slow romance. It might, you know, might
like a friendship, and you go, wow, oh my God, I really like this guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's something that's going to be very different for you. It will be like, whoa, and it's going to stick. So that's why it's starting slow. And I feel spirit here. So, and I see spirit here. I've got two people here. One is, do you have a father in spirit?
No, but I have a guy that I thought of as father.
Okay, because I see they're the one placing the roses in the, and they're looking at me. So you're right, probably. But then I do feel spirit here. So there's somebody on the other side. It is a male, and they're watching out over you, and they're going to make sure. They're saying this time it's going to be right. So I don't know why he's saying that. So and he's dressed. Maybe it's a grandfather. He's dressed in nice clothes. So he's not like, he doesn't look like, you know, not that farmers don't dress nice, but it's, you know, he dresses nice, and he's kind of, he's very introspective, meaning he's not like me. Wah, wah. He's kind of real.
No one's like you, Bonnie.
Well, yeah. But for a male, he's pretty introspective, meaning he's serious. And he's letting you know that he's watching out over this, and he absolutely has a hand in bringing the next person in. So I hope that helps you.
Oh, wow, that helped a lot. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're
love
welcome.
Your show. Love you.
Oh,
love listening to you. You guys are fantastic.
Yeah,
and you help so many
you.
People.
Thank you. So. I mean, thank you. We before you get off, because I just want everybody to know we love you too, and that's why we do. Susan and I love talking to people. We love giving advice. We love the tarot. We love hearing spirit and seeing spirit, and that you said that, because, I mean, really, that's what we're doing the show for. Because Susan and I could do our own show on the telephone together, but because we want
to. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we do practice
radio
shows almost every morning.
And we're not really practicing. We're just really talking. So we decided to take it on the airwaves, and hopefully people liked it. We so appreciate you liking it.
Well, I think you're fantastic. We love you. Just speaking from the audience view, you guys are fantastic. Love
Thank
everything
you.
That you do, and you are appreciated.
Thank you. We love you, too.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And let us know what happens, okay?
Yeah, keep us posted.
I sure will. Sure
thank
will.
You.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Have a good
you too.
Fourth.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You
Bye-bye.
Too. Oh, wait. I have to sing a song. Now it's the fourth. What song is coming to me? All the red, white, and blue, da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. I don't even know what the song is. Listen, you better be glad I don't
get that. You got the red, white, and blue. Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't know the rest of it, thank you. They're just showing me the red, white, and blue. I've got stars and spangles and beads, because you do know that this country was born as a cancer. So the country, the United States of America, is cancer, and I'm a cancer. So how about that, because Ron talked about it. So I do see all the stars and the sparkles, the spangles, and I only know that one part of the song, so I'm sorry. But I will tell you, if you keep saying that, I'm going to sing Little Susie to you, so you better be careful.
No, yeah, you need to trash that. I should have never told you that. I graduated from Susie to Sue to Susan.
Ah, well, here, wait. I mean, you know, you know what? They're taking the song away from me. Thank you, Spirit, because they're not going to let me tease you with it again. Because you know what? I don't know words to songs. They just download them in my head. I usually have to pull them off the internet and then read them whenever they give it to me. But because I'm on a show and I can't do that, they give me the words they want me to say, and they're not giving me the Little Susie song anymore. So you're done.
Okay.
Well, I am going to take the
that, what, no, you don't know, no, well, you know what
yeah,
that is. They're like, wake up, the little Susie, wake up.
Wake up. They gave me that, but then they wouldn't let me sing it again, because they know that either that I was going to tease you too much, and then you were going to go, Bonnie, you cannot tease me with that song. So the thing is, I guess they took it away from me, you know? But I have to tell you.
Well, good.
I have, now they're, you know what? Oh, gosh. Now you know what song they're playing? It has nothing to do with Susie, but I wonder what it has to do for you because I don't have anybody on. What they're saying is, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high.
That's got to be your own guide serenading you, dear.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Oh, that is so cool. I got my own reading. I'm so excited. You know, sometimes it just can't. I know. Well, see that, Twinkle. And I don't know why that song. It would be funny if I pick up the next caller and it's for them. But I am going to take one more caller. I hate to tell everybody this, but I am, and we could go till 3 o'clock today. But unfortunately, or fortunately, actually, my son has an appointment and I've got to get him there. So I'm going to take the last caller, and that's 315. 315, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie and Susan. How are you today?
We are fabulous. Who are we speaking with?
Sue.
Hi, Sue. How is you? How's it going with you, girlfriend?
It's going pretty good.
Well, we're really happy about that. What question can we help you with? You're my last one I can take because I have an appointment. So I'm going to answer, or Susan's going to answer whatever you want.
What do you see as far as someone coming into my life to date?
Did you say to date?
Yes. Yeah. I was talking to someone, but then I just got like this, you know, like gut feeling that something's not quite right here. Yeah, step away from that person.
Well, I have to tell you something. I think Susan thought you said to mate.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Hi, when do you see anybody here that I could, that to mate? I heard you. I'm telling you, I know what you were thinking. Okay.
Okay. How old are you?
44, I'll be 45 this year.
Oh, you're in double digit. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah.
Are you going to...
I have an echo. Can you repeat the question for me, please?
Do you see anybody coming into my life to date? There was someone I was talking to, but my gut, my instinct said just, like, back away from this person. Something's not right.
Well, they're asking me why. I mean, I'm a curious person anyway, but my guides are screaming, why? Ask her why. Why do you have that gut feeling? Now, I know you're intuitive. So why did you have that gut feeling?
Because it was just too pushy, too forward, and too pushy, meet me. Come spend the weekend out here with me. Let me come spend the weekend with you.
Okay, how long had you been talking to him?
I've been talking to him on and off since last fall.
Okay, and you think that, and you, do you know him? Have you ever met him?
No, I've never met him face to face.
Okay, so if you ever hear me, and I'm going to let Susan talk, because this really is just a clue for you, from me. Since last fall, you've been talking to him. I always tell people, and maybe you would have gotten rid of him sooner or kept him sooner, that after the third time of you talking, you should absolutely be meeting, because there's no sense in having a pen pal at your stage, meaning that you want a relationship. And maybe, have you been talking to him on and off, and all of a sudden he wants to meet you? Like, can't you say, like, can't your gut say, oh, well, you know, let's meet for coffee first? Because you know what, I do believe any meeting helps. So why did you not, do you not want to meet him for coffee?
Well, he lives like 4 hours away from me.
Okay, so he
this is long distance, right?
Yeah, I get that, but still, I mean, I've had people long distance who've come, who've met, who've, you know, said they would, you know, even as a friend, they would have coffee. Then they, if they liked each other, they spent, you know, a few hours having dinner, and then they either stayed in a hotel or left that evening. So I know I do have people that do travel to meet somebody. But you have a gut feeling this isn't the right one for you, and I have a feeling why. So go ahead, Susan, because I could tell her, but I'm going to let you throw the card.
Okay. I have to say that. Oh, got this echo here. That's just bad. That this is basically, and I wish I could say something
nice.
Yeah, but this is kind of going nowhere.
It's
going nowhere. I think that the feeling that you're getting a sense of is that that your emotions are sensing that spinning wheel energy, and you know that sooner or later it's going to clock down. But
yeah.
Also, what I'm also picking up here is that you've got somebody else coming in into this arena, okay, where your heart is concerned.
Yeah.
But where this guy is concerned, it's a great feeling on paper, but I'm not seeing it going any further than that.
Yeah, and you know what? I've got to tell you something, Sue, because that reason I brought this whole thing up is because it could have ended last fall. That's where I was getting. I really believe, and I don't care what long distance you tell me, unless you want a pen pal, that if somebody lives far away, either you say, hey, it's not, you know, this is not going to be anywhere anyway, and I'm not going to play the let's be pen pal game, or you say, hey, let's get together, and they say it's too far, I can't come, would have ended last fall. But I do believe that when you're really serious about dating someone, and I did a whole big thing on dating, especially on, in social media or in, like, you know, Match.com and all those areas, which I really do love, you've got to put it like a 60 or 50-mile radius. And the reason that we do that is so that you are able to meet. You're really, really kind of stringing yourself out when you wait a minute, my son's standing in front of me in the most gorgeous outfit I ever saw because he has an interview. So I am just going to say this real quick. Arthur, did you want to say hello? Okay, wait a minute. We're going to be leaving. We'll both go. You know, he's a chef, and he wants to buy risotto because he's making tonight risotto with wild mushrooms. My wild different mushrooms risotto. Anyway, what I was saying to you is I really believe it's disservice for you and the person, unless you want a pen pal, to really put more than a 50-mile radius on there. And the reason is because it really shows you're serious, that you're really looking to get involved or meet somebody. If you put all over the world or, you know, 4 hours or 6 hours or you don't care how long the distance is, yes, it does take out people. And believe me, I know it. But it takes out the people you're not going to see anyway. So, I mean, that's my suggestion.
See, my big red flag was after not talking to him for like 5 months, all of a sudden he's just like, it's like, let's meet. It's like,
well,
something's
no,
just a little not out. Right here.
Well, because I think he's had some real big issues in his life. I don't think that his relationships work out. I think, you know, I'm not going to say the horny level, but, you know, because I hate to use that word, although I love it. You know, I mean, I did sexual counseling. So, you know, I'm going to say that he could be in a horny level and nothing's working, and he's gone like, you know what, I like this girl. Let's see. I can just do it 4 hours. We'll be together, and that, you know, we'll see where it works out. But I don't think you would have liked him anyway. So the thing is, though, I do believe in meeting. So that's why I'm saying I wish, like, back in the fall, you would have said, no, you know what, after the third time we're talking here, if you can't come up and meet me, let's just leave it alone. Because it does weed out what you can't be. And a fantasy,
right,
is to think, you know, the fantasy is really thinking, or him thinking, that in 6 hours he could make it there. Or he can have, like, an out-of-town girlfriend. That's not a thing you want to ever, you know, you don't want to put that out. And that's where I think you would have found that out in the fall. So I you know how much I adore you, Susan. You know, Sue, well, I'm going to sing, you're not a Susie, so I won't sing the song that I sang to Susie. But but I do believe that there are fail safes you can put in, because we do see love coming for you. So.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's like you need a little bit more proactive about it versus just waiting for something to show up.
Hey, listen, Texas Pearl, I just want to let everybody know before we go and we just say goodbye to you, Susan, or actually give you some more information, or Sue, here's what I want you to know. Texas Pearl says it's your computer, Susan. Isn't it, Texas, or did I get you the wrong message? Anyway, she's in chat, and I love having everybody in chat. But Sue, you know, you've got some great, you've got a great guy coming. I think Susan and I mean, I remember seeing this, because they're throwing a lot of flowers at me, like boom, 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 boom. And when they do that, it means that you've got somebody really great coming into your life. So
yeah, and fast. It's going to be like, you know, wow, who knew? I mean, it's almost like blindsided.
And then you know what you're going to say? I'm going to call Bonnie and Susan on their show and tell them how right they were and how much you appreciate it, because we appreciate you, and I know it's going to happen, and I can see it. I see the flowers, and I'm happy for you.
Now, see, if I could run into that cute little cutie that I ran into last weekend. He's a little young, though.
Yeah, he was just a cute little cutie. Keep moving. When this guy comes in, it'll take you. You'll know it's him. You'll know it's him. It'll take you by surprise. It'll go pretty quick. But everything will be right for you, Sue. There'll be the right amount of ambiance. There'll be the right amount of distance. There'll be a right amount of talking. There'll be the right amount of sex. There'll be the right amount of, like, flirtation. Everything, you'll go, wow, what? Everything will be right. That's what I'm hearing. You know, some people it isn't. But this one's coming in right for you. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't wear, you know, it's not about, like, I think that you hung on to this a little longer, and then, you know, just, you know, it's like my attitude about it's like, if they, you know, show up, it's like, let's see what they got to offer. You know, it's in your ballpark. You always have to say, it's your ballpark.
There's somebody that I keep being shown in my dreams, and I have no clue who he is.
Well, keep going. Just don't, you know what I say about that? Because I have these dreams. I had this dream the other night. Oh, my goodness. And I've got to get off. We've got to shut the show down. But I do have to tell you something. What I was going to say is, that guy in your dreams, everything, because I see what you're seeing, that guy in your dreams, keep the vision going. Just don't box yourself in. That's what I'm hearing. So, you know.
Yeah.
I see that everything just, you know, some people want it so perfect, and you see it so perfect. Just remember, when he does show up, it'll be perfect, but it might not be in that perfect box, is what they're telling me. So keep your eye open, and let us know what happens, okay?
Oh, I definitely will, and thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, it's just going to sneak up on you. It's as simple as that. It's just going to sneak up on you.
Yeah. Do you know what's so funny? I think we had two people on the same. I think, okay, I'm taking both of them. I think we had two people on, but I don't understand why. But anyway, I do want to tell everybody, I love you. I love everybody in chat. I love our callers and our listeners. Susan and I, when we get off, we usually are just so happy that, you know, and spirit's here. And I don't know, I can't even ask for anything better than to be on the show, to talk to our callers and listeners. I love chat and to breathe with spirit. So thank you for allowing us to do that for you. Susan, I love you.
Yes. Yeah.
And just
love
just
you
remember,
too.
Well, just remember, everyone, it's Astro Wednesday tomorrow. You have Ron Cole on from 1 to 2 and Kelly Coulter on from 2 to 3. And we will talk to you then. And Susan, I love you. Big kiss to everyone. Mwah. Wait. Little Susie, wake up.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. We have such
a
wonderful time.
Thank you, thank you. Bye, guys. We love you. We'll be back soon. Ugh.